This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Wednesday, December 11. No light of dawn. Our reading comes from Isaiah chapter 8. When someone tells you to consult mediums and spiritists who whisper and mutter, should not a people inquire of their God? Why consult the dead on behalf of the living? Consult God's instruction and the testimony of warning. If anyone does not speak according to this word, they have no light of dawn. Distressed and hungry, they will roam through the land. When they are famished, they will become enraged, and looking upward, will curse their king and their God. Then they will look toward the earth and see only distress and darkness and fearful gloom, and they will be thrust into utter darkness. God's people did not always walk in God's way. At times, the leaders of God's people even consulted with mediums. Here, Isaiah notes the consequences of trying to consult the dead to find spiritual direction that only God can provide. They will look toward the earth and see only distress and darkness and fearful gloom. God's words through Isaiah are clear. There is no peace for someone who seeks life among the dead. Isaiah declares that the contrast between seeking God and seeking the dead is as different as day and night. Rather poetically, the prophet writes, "They have no light of dawn." In other words, seeking guidance from the dead is like walking into a never-ending night. You can't find the light of day by turning to the night. The allure of such things is that they promise to provide quick access to the spiritual realm and to spiritual power. But that runs contrary to God's word and the biblical story we remember during Advent. For instead of demanding that we find magical ways to access God, God has taken the initiative to seek us out. God came to us in Jesus Christ so that through him we might have unhindered access to God himself. Pray with me. Lord, we confess that we do not turn to you when we should. We seek spiritual comfort, wisdom, and direction outside of you. Thank you for giving us direct access to you through Jesus, your Son. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.